say that.
Hey, Conley, this is Jim Albertini of Motherlina, 966-7622. I tried to go to the open house and do the videos. It kept stalling. There's nobody to talk to in terms of asking questions or getting clarifications, and no way for the public to hear one another's concerns. So your open house wasn't very open to the community. And it's just a pattern of stonewalling the public that I've seen you and others being a part of for decades around here. I'm not very happy about it. So you can call me, I'd like to get some explanation. One specific thing I want to know about is, how is this cantonment area in Bradshaw, this little island in the center of the leased land, how is that owned by the federal government? Was that part of the presidential executive order that was seized in 64? Anyway, let me know about the depleted uranium, all the other type of things, and I want to know what's in that water well. It was drilled 7 years ago, and nothing's been released on it. So you have a lot of answering to do. And I've asked you a year ago to put me on the list for when the things are going on at Plokoloa, your community alert. You've never even done that. That's a disgrace, how you treat the public. All right. Aloha.
Hey, aloha. This is Dexter from Hilo. Yeah, so I think you guys should support and check out, look at the natural and all the resources that get affected by the lands. And the other thing is the economy, because we get hard times now. So get plenty of guys I know work up there. So you should look at our workforce. That's it. Aloha. Thank you very much.
Aloha, my name is Mia Evans. I live in Kamalo, Molokai, Hawaii. And this is my testimony to the military who is occupying Pohakuloa on Mauna Kea. And I do not want you guys to continue to use that place. You guys have done too much for too long. And you need to move to a different place. Go to Mars already. Once again, I do not want any more destruction of Pohakuloa, our water, our climate, our mauna. Please stop training at Pohakuloa. Mahalo for listening to me, and take care.
Aloha, my name is Hanalei Fergerstrom, F-E-R-G-E-R-S-T-R-O-M. I'm the spokesperson for Nakapuna Moku Kiavi. My address is P.O. Box 951, Curtistown, Hawaii. My phone number is 808-938-9994. My email is hankhawaiian@yahoo.com. I'm calling in to tell you I would like to be able to express my views on the EIS, but I need to have a hard copy sent to me as soon as possible. And the reason why is that I am the spokesperson for Nakapuna Moku Kiavi, which are located in all six districts of this island. I need a hard copy to take to them immediately to show them what's going on up there. Again, if there's any questions about this, please call me at my home, 938-9994. Thank you very much. Aloha. Hi, this is Hanalei Fergerstrom. Last name is F-E-R-G-E-R-S-T-R-O-M. I'm the spokesperson for Nakapuna Moku Kiavi. My mailing address is P.O. Box 951, Curtistown, Hawaii, 96760. And I'm calling because I need a hard copy of the EIS that we're speaking of. I need that as soon as possible, as I am the spokesperson for Nakapuna Moku Kiavi. I have to travel to all six districts to show them what is going on, and I can't do that online. So please send me as soon as possible a hard copy. Okay, thank you very much. Aloha.
Hi, my name is Tina Grandinetti, and I am calling to leave a comment on the Scoping virtual open house. I really want to just stress that this is absolutely unacceptable for public participation. There's no opportunity to ask questions or have a conversation or actually engage real members of the public. I am super appalled that it's just a website with pre-recorded slideshows. We could access that on our own. And the point of public participation is supposed to be that we can speak directly to you, hear directly from you, and make sure that our voices are being heard. I find this incredibly unacceptable. If kindergarteners can learn how to use Zoom, I think the U.S. Army should be able to do so as well. I hope that you can maybe schedule an actual virtual town hall, virtual open house very soon, because this is really important for our community. Mahalo. Thank you.
Hi, this is Corey Harden in Hilo, 9597747. Things to address, I'll send these in writing also. Past problems. Describe the current condition of the lease area that was the subject of the August 2019 Supreme Court decision. This concerned the failure of DLNR, Department of Land and Natural Resources, to conduct inspections of leased land at Pohakaloa for almost 50 years. The area had abandoned unexploded ordnance and other military debris. Describe steps that have been taken to clean up the area and comply with the Supreme Court decision, including any formal inspection, monitoring, and reporting process conducted by DLNR. Include the text of Judge Chang's 2018 Circuit Court decision and the Hawaii Supreme Court August 2019 decision regarding the leased land. Looking at other past problems, list all lawsuits and their outcomes that have been filed regarding environmental concerns at Pohakaloa since 1938. Also, describe the status of all old military sites on the island. Have they been cleaned up? Are they still in line to get cleaned up? What condition are they in? This should include the illegal dumping of munitions at the old O'Okala Mill recently. Second thing, land control scenarios. Analyze impacts from various forms of land control, including but not limited to title, lease, easement, license, and condemnation by eminent domain. What types of oversight from DLNR or other entities would take place under each scenario? Compare the effectiveness of each type of oversight in protecting the environment. Specify how long each scenario would be in effect. Would it be a temporary lease or a forever thing? Analyze impacts in light of these time frames. Describe what steps have already been taken by the Army towards each form of land control. And last, analyze alternatives. If the Army loses control over the land in question in this EIS, describe how training would be done. Thank you.
My name is Kyle Kajihiro. I'm calling on Wednesday, the 23rd of September, about 4:13 p.m. I was expecting the scoping open house to be an interactive session, and I'm quite disappointed that all I see are these recordings and text, things that we could read from the website, and there's no way to actually ask questions. This is not an acceptable public engagement process. So I would urge that the Army actually have a session utilizing webinar technologies and other online tools that would enable us to actually have a conversation. I'm having a difficult time even downloading or having the streaming video and recordings. It's taking forever, and it's not very informative for the kinds of questions that we like to ask. So that's my comment for today. Please expand your process to enable some real conversation. Thank you.
Aloha, this is Gwen Kim, lifelong resident of Hawaii. I'm calling to say that I strongly support the ruling of Judge Chang that the military needs to clean up their mess and destruction, as they have said that they would do at the end of their permitted time. I'm also against any further extension of the Army's lease. So clean up your mess. You have a responsibility to the earth and to the Hawaiian people to return the land in as best order as possible and follow through on your commitments. Aloha.
Aloha, this is Kimo. I just want to provide my comments. I think you guys should support the troops and then study what would happen if the troops went away, because it's important. Anyway, respect the land, the INA, et cetera, but you guys got to talk about and look at the troops. What if they're not trained? You gotta consider that important, eh? So look at the effect on everything, the land, the community, like that. So, yeah. Okay, thanks, eh? Kimo out.
Hi, my name is Mary Beth Lachak. I'm a Waimea resident, and I think that in the EIS for Pahakaloa training area, one aspect that EIS should definitely feature and focus on is PTA's involvement in community and community engagement. I've collaborated in my position in several instances with the team at PTA with multiple events, Engineers Week, celebrating an engineering bash at the Thelma Parker Library, multiple open houses at the Pahakaloa training area for local students. They have some tremendous work that they've done on recycling and is of vast interest to the community. I think it would be unfortunate if this was not emphasized and looked at in the EIS and see how PTA's working with the community and also developing partnerships outside of the traditional, you know, ones one would expect from the military. Another great example is the work on the Inui Nui playground in Waimea. So thank you for your consideration and mahalo.
Hi, I live in Waikoloa Village half of the year. My name is Nancy Martin, and my number is 616-634-1841. I live at 68-1700 Nanala, N-A-N-A-L-A, Place in Waikoloa Village. And I am very unhappy about the fact that anything would be exploded above my home. The wind comes from the Hilo side to the Kona side of the island, which brings any chemicals or powders or residue from an explosion toward the village where I live. We have an elementary school here with K through 8th graders, and we have many elderly here as well. But we are thousands of people, and we are downwind from this facility. Also, you should know that we do hear a tremendous amount of helicopter noise above our village, especially in the evening hours. And we also often have trouble driving on the road when there is a convoy of military vehicles, and we are at the back of that. I've missed appointments and had to call and say I can't make it because I'm behind a convoy. So it definitely impacts us to have the training area there, and I sincerely request that you discontinue at least the explosion of devices on our island. Thank you for your help, and please contact me if you'd like more information. Bye-bye.
Aloha. My name is Cynthia Massa. I am a registered voter since 1981 on the Big Island of Hawaii. I definitely want to see an EIS for Pohakuloa training area. They have not cleaned up their mess and all the explosives and munitions and everything. They have not done anything to deserve any lease extension, new lease, any further use of Pohakuloa training area. It's a tragedy what they're doing there. It's a tragedy how the Army, Navy, military, all the training that goes on there and the destruction that goes on there on Mauna Kea on grounds that should be used for other things, not war games. Give EIS for Pohakuloa Training Center and give the specifics. I want to know what the pollution level is in the water tables and everything from their overuse and pollution and war games on Pohakuloa. Thank you very much. No to further use of Pohakuloa training area by the military. The U.S. military needs to clean up their mess and go home. Thank you.
My name is Denise Medeiros. I am a resident of Hawaii Island for 62 years. I am against continuing to lease to the U.S. government for Pohakuloa training, the areas of question at this point. What is the reasons? There's plenty. I would like more information on what their intent is for all the springs that are involved in this acquisition, as well as I want someone to truly investigate the history behind the United States co-op against a rightful kingdom and government that owns this land, as you are all doing to the rest of this world. That's mine. You do not belong there. You don't belong here. And I don't want to see you folks any further. But you folks are asking for continued and permanent lease, which I refuse. I will be refusing. I want to see what your folks' answer is to my request. What is the truth behind your presence here? And what is the reality of your acquisition to these springs?
I'd like to ask about the EIS application. My name is Stephen Palmier. My number is 808-430-8866. I appreciate a call back. Thank you very much.
End of message.
Aloha, this is Kahu Hariki. This is, again, regarding the state-owned land. This is a misnomer, and it's a fraud. The state of Hawaii owns no land in Hawaii. That needs to be changed. I am going to be addressing the state-owned land and military-owned land. The military and the state owns no land. It is in a probate trust, a pure probate trust for the indigenous practitioners, protected by Section 106 and Public 103-150. These are supposed to protect the mineral of the air, land, and sea, which is allodial tidal, leaps and bounds, meets and bounds, for the Hawaiian archipelago, which is protected for the Hawaiian archipelago for the indigenous practitioners. Anything other than that is a fraud or is a fake. These are deceptive measures by the federal agents and the state agents to deceive the people of the Hawaiian archipelago. The Hawaiian Archipelago is protected in a pure probate trust for the Hawaiian indigenous people, beneficiaries, and subjects. These need to be protected, and anything that any contract needs to be addressed with indigenous practitioners. All these contracts are fraudulent contracts. They do not have a first-party contract from the indigenous people who live in the jurisdiction here in Hawaii. The jurisdiction here in Hawaii, archipelago, is for the indigenous people on a pure probate trust. We have the pure probate trust. It can protect our communities, our families. It's been mismanaged by the state and being deceived by the state. They own no land. The state owns no land. We need to address this. This will be going to the court system. The state is going to have to provide a probate, a pure probate trust, and also authority for that pure probate trust. 366-5830 is my phone number. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Matthew Kalani Souza, and I would like to see environmental studies done of the surface hydrology, where the water either permeates or continues along the surface into what areas, how will it be impacted by this change of status. Also concerned about the agricultural capacity. I want to see an EIS about the agricultural capacities of the area, both traditionally and what's possible today. Food resources are going to become critical in the upcoming years. And these higher altitudes that do have cloud cover and ensure some rainfall will become essential for food producing areas. Thank you.
Hi, this is Julie Stowell. I live in Hamakua. I wanted to comment on the EIS. I would like to ask for an extensive EIS. I'm concerned about additional lands being seized illegally by the U.S. military and used for ordnance practice, chemical pollutants such as depleted uranium, and the effects that would have on groundwater and soil conditions, and in fact on human health given the winds of the Big Island. You know, Hawaii was illegally seized. Hawaii has never gone through the official procedures for recognition of becoming the 50th state. It was made a state in 1959. In fact, the U.S. Congress apologized to the Hawaiian people with a joint resolution that was passed by Congress and signed by President Bill Clinton, Public Law 103-150, the Apology Resolution, apologizing for the 1893 for the overthrow of the Hawaiian Kingdom. The unique relationship with the Hawaiians requires the U.S. to be extra cautious, extra judicious, inclusive, and responsive to our consistent allies in the Pacific theater. At a time when tensions are ramping up, we need alliances, and we need to reduce tensions with the native population, not increase them. Thank you so much.
Aloha. This is Colonel Ann Wright. I'm a retired U.S. Army colonel, 29 years in the U.S. military. I live on Kapi'olani Boulevard in Honolulu. And I think it's time that the 23,000 acres that belong to the state of Hawaii, be returned to the state of Hawaii. I think the cultural value of returning that land is very important. And having been in the military for 29 years, I know that our own military and our own army sometimes inflate the value of various pieces of property. And I do not think that this property that belongs to the state of Hawaii is necessary for the national defense of the United States of America. And I think it should be returned to the state of Hawaii. Thank you very much. My number is 808-741-1141. It's Colonel Ann Wright. I live at 2333 Kapi'olani Boulevard, the old Marco Polo building. Thank you so much. Aloha. This is retired Colonel Ann Wright from Honolulu, and I left a message a little while ago on my concerns about the EIS, but I also want to issue some concerns about this virtual open house. We certainly were expecting a webinar where there would be an actual exchange of ideas and comments, but this pre-recorded stuff is really not right. And, you know, I was in the Army 29 years, and I know how you work with communities. I've worked with communities all over the U.S. and in communities in Europe and Central America. And this recorded stuff is just not the way to do it. And you're just going to make people mad, and you're not there are a lot of concerns, and this is not the way to do it. So I hope you will have another actual webinar where people can actually see people and talk to people rather than just reading your more slide presentations that you attach. So I certainly hope you'll consider these comments from somebody who's been in the Army probably longer than any of you all have. My number is 808-741-1141, Colonel Ann Wright. Thank you.
Oh, this is retired Colonel Ann Wright from Honolulu. And I just wanted to say that I think this open house that you all had on the issue of Hawaii Stateland and Kalakaloa is pretty crappy. I mean, not that all we do is call it on a line and you record the stuff rather than having an interaction with people. It's not really the way to do it. And I would certainly hope that before October 14th, you actually create a way that we can have an actual dialogue about what's going on. But this is not really the way to do it. And this is, I was 29 years in the old Army, and I expect more out of the Army than what this is. My number is 808-741-1141. Bye.
Hi, my name is Ann Worden. I'm a Waikoloa Village resident, and I would be interested in having the EIS study address concerns of noise pollution, the effects it has on the area animals, the area residents, our vets with PTSD. I know that my dog is severely affected by the continually loud booming that happens. I would be interested in the effects of any fallout or misguided accidental fallout from trainings. I would also be interested if they are addressing the fact that they continually fly low over our residential areas, and I think that the noise pollution is detrimental to people living with that. Also, if there is any effect to our water source and water systems, headwaters from their bombing, a residual effect of soils and pollutants, and area unexploded ordnances, are those all within the training range? Thank you.
This is a ridiculous sham of an attempt at a town hall. You fucking cowards need to hold a proper one. If my 80-year-old mother can have a Zoom conference with her kindergartners, you can Zoom with the people you're trying to talk to, you fucking cowards.
I think that you should study culture and give all of the land back to the Hawaiians.
Aloha. I'd like to know why the Office of Hawaiian Affairs isn't involved in this process. I want to mandate that they, on behalf of our Hawaiian people, must be there and do a report for us on what's happening right now. So again, we call upon the Office of Hawaiian Affairs for the Hawaiian nationals, the Kanaka Maoli, and our people of Hawaii, get them involved in this process. And I'd like proof of that, please. Mahalo, ahuiho.
Yes.
vote yes on the EIS and would like to look at some of the environmental issues. Thank you very much.
Uamau ke ea ika aina ika pono, Genesis. All people are separated by parameters and pyramiders and parameters. Article 43, terms of the 1893 Liliuokalani Assignment of Agreement. That needs to be investigated. Jurisdiction of the United States. Jurisdiction of Hawaiian Archipelago. Authority, sovereign authority, who has the authority, the pure authority, who has pure jurisdiction, who has pure allodial title, who has pure probate. This all needs to be put in your thing, in your EIS. Air, land, and sea, soil, just soil, belongs to the indigenous population with a pure probate. National boundaries, leap and bounds, need to be met. People, natural born, Hawaiian naturalism, people residing, a culture, a heritage of indigenous people lawfully living in their peaceful people living in the Hawaiian archipelago. Section 106, U.S. Public Law 103-150. Genocide, acts of war, Hawaiian culture genocide, Hawaiian culture heritage genocide. This all needs to be investigated. These are crimes against the people, by foreign agents signing foreign contracts on foreign jurisdiction. That needs to be investigated. All terms, second, third party terms from the state are false, pseudo, quasi, without authority from the first persons, the people with a pure probate who live in the jurisdiction of that contract. So we need to investigate the contracts and your jurisdiction of those contracts in the Hawaiian archipelago, 12 miles above our airspace, our ocean, and our land, protected in a pure probate for the indigenous population, people who are still residing in contiguity. This needs to be investigated. We would like to downsize the Army's footprint here, the Army, the Marines, and the Air Force. We will be doing that soon. We'll be looking at and evaluating all contracts for the future. The people, the indigenous population, and the people of the islands will be residing on their islands again in the land. We'll be looking at BRAC, base reeducation and closure for Marine base at the Mokapu Peninsula, Waimanalo, Bellows, Pohakoloa training, Makua, possibly Kahuku in the future. We will need some training areas. We do need an agreement, and we still need a treaty with indigenous people. We need to evaluate, and we need to start talking to the Department of Interior, Department of Secretary. Anything other than that is a violation of international law, crimes being committed against indigenous people in an archipelago, Hawaiian archipelago, meets and bounds allodial title. Foreign agents, that's illegal if you tamper in foreign. Thank you.
Hi, your town hall is just a pre-recorded website, and that is not enough for adequate public participation. So it should be redone. Thanks.
Hi, I'm actually speaking in regards to the bombing of Pohakuloa. I'm really concerned with the amount of air quality and damage to the land that has affected the native plants and the animals in the area, especially because in that area alone, there's maybe 1% of native plants in the entire world that only exist in that area, such as koa, mamane, a'ali'i, and that one specific variety of a'ali'i. I think that, we're also concerned with the noise that it makes and the amount of pollution in the air that it causes from all the dust being kicked up. And of course, like, our water system is underneath the ground in that area. It runs underneath from the Mauna Kea glacial iceberg, and it flows underneath the ground out to us and the public. And I feel that none of these things are being taken care of, and I see no reason for the bombings to continue. That is all.
Aloha, Mr. Arne. My mana'o is to clean up the place as the court ordered in the Supreme Court. You need to clean up the place, all of you. Restore it back to our kanaka, our Hawaiian land, our ceded land, our trust land. Please do that. And one thing more. Would you folks stop bombing? We've been hearing the artillery over here in Waikoloa and Waimea these last few days. I would really appreciate if you folks would stop all that. And it's about time that you give the land and the world back to God, please. It belongs to him. He wants it back. So I thank you very much. So clean up, restore our land. It was stated in the Supreme Court and the Circuit Court. It is law. And you folks are not abiding by the law. That's your own United States of America's law in the courts of the America of United, or the American of United States, whatever you may call it. Please clean up the land. Enough, enough of the desecration of our sacred aina. Thank you, mahalo. You guys take care, be safe, and aloha.
Hi, I do not believe that the process you guys are currently doing is adequate public participation, and it does not meet the requirements of the scoping process. So you need to redo this whole thing and have a Zoom meeting so the public can properly comment on this situation. Thank you.
Aloha. Hello. My comments are going to be that no is no. Hawaiian land should be in Hawaiian hands. The land should be returned to the Native Hawaiian people. So please give the land back. Clean up what has been the destruction that has been left, and let the Native Hawaiians take care of their land. Mahalo.
Yes, I'm calling. I think the military's footprint is way too large in Hawaii on the Ala Oahu, major, way too big. And up on that PTA training site, it's ludicrous that we're bombing stuff in a state like Hawaii. Maybe in Nevada, where it's not populated like Hawaii, it's not a tourist attraction. There's no whales, there's no dolphins, there's no monk seals. So to do all this where tourists are and where people have to pay a lot of money to live. So I do agree, some of this military, especially Marine Corps Base Hawaii, all of their stuff should go up to that PTA training instead of here in this bay where they're on vacation. It should be somewhere like that where military family have been for years. And we didn't get the scenic view, and no, they just make bad neighbors in an environment like this. So bombing and stuff up, it's not realistic, and it's not okay. And my cell phone number is 808-330-7548. That's 330-7548, and I'll be happy to take a call back. But no, military footprint way too large in Hawaii. And bombing and airplanes and flying over the houses, touch and goes, especially on Marine Corps Base Hawaii. Bad neighbors, even for the sea life, just bad neighbors.
Hi, I'm calling to make comments on the virtual town hall. I believe that what you presented is inadequate public participation. I believe that people should be able to make their own comments regarding their concerns, and you need to really consider the opinions of the community. Please make it so that the public is able to adequately participate, so you can actually get a better idea for what the community's concerns are. Thank you. Mahalo. Goodbye.
Aloha. I am calling to record a message speaking towards the environmental impact statement for Pahakuloa. I believe that this is an inadequate method to gather public information, and I would like to see more public hearings held. Also, the EIS needs to contain an accurate assessment of the use of depleted uranium at the training site, and that needs to see and the effects that that has upon the watershed of the Big Island of Hawaii. Again, more public input, public hearings, and a scope of use of depleted uranium at the training site. Aloha.
Pohakaloa should be closed and returned to the Hawaiian people. No more destroying of the land. Thank you.
I am against you guys renewing the lease at Pohakuloa, and I would like the EIS to look into soil and plant and all those kind of things that have been damaged by the bombing and practices and exercises that the military have been doing up there. So if you guys could, please look into that and don't allow them to renew their lease, especially for a dollar for 65 years, because they never contributed anything to Hawaii, let alone the Hawaiians, let alone to the Aina, other than blow it up. Thank you.